Hello and welcome to our podcast Saint-Maximin, Land of Liberation. In this episode, we relive the August 15, 1944, Allied landing in Saint-Maximin through local memories. Personal accounts from Xavier Lallet, Mireille Bussy, Robert Bruno, and veteran Jean-Pierre Steiner capture the impact of this historic event. We wish you an enjoyable listening experience. Turn up the volume and enjoy a moment of history.
For the people who lived there, the arrival of the Allied troops on the beaches of Saint-Maxime was an historic moment, an intense time that will always be remembered. The residents of Saint-Maxime remember, and they tell us about the landing. It was an astonishing spectacle, full of military excitement, jeep parades, tears of relief, cries of joy, and a bond with the soldiers. Xavier Lallet is 17 years old. He was asleep in their villa on the Domaine de la Nartelle with his mother, Marthe, on August 15, 1944. Lightning struck the sky abruptly. Shells came raining down. They get out. One more shell. Everything fell apart. They're buried alive.
My mother and I observed the entire landing as we were lying on the beach. In spite of our pain, which was relieved by severe injection, we saw an amazing, remarkable show. Boats were moored all over the water, and barges with men, tanks, and equipment allowed were spread out. The action was centered around us. We were in the thick of the soldiers' movement. Everything appeared to be controlled with infinite accuracy. Airships designed to prevent air attacks from the sky.
Mireille Bussy was 11 years old in August 1944. She remembers.
On August 13, airplanes flying at a low altitude dropped pamphlets. The landings were announced. That same day, the whole population of Saint-Maxime was assembled in the Place du Marché due to the resistance murder of collaborator. After that, we went back home. Our whole neighborhood, Les Bouteillers, had fled to safety by the 14th. We heard detonations and saw flares in the sky. Around 11 a.m. on the morning of the 15th, one of my brothers, who had left the shelter, returned with a pack of Camel cigarettes, a sign that the Americans had made it. Over the next 3 days, we went into the town to take part in the festivity. To me, it seems that the party continued the whole summer of 1944.
Robert Bruno was 6 years old in August 1944.
I remember the defeat in June 1940 with a deep sense of sadness among adults. For my part, since I was 6 years old, my main objective was to get into the Simonfab school in October 1940. Those were difficult times, particularly for my parents and older modest people. Food was the most terrible constraint of all the ones we had to endure. We first witnessed the entry of the Italian occupying army in November 1942, followed by the Germans. I vividly recall the different projects carried out to protect the coast. The Germans waited the defense against an independent landing. August 15, 1944, finally D-Day. We were aptly freed by the Americans, followed by the French army.
In August 1944, Jean-Pierre Steiner was 4 years old. He is now the standard bearer of the local section of the Union Nationale des Sous-Officiers en Retraite and a veteran of the French North African campaign.
The Riviera Hotel, which belonged to my family, was taken over by the Italians, Germans, and finally the Americans following D-Day. I recall JLS playing with me. They would position me in a cannon scene and turn it. My mind was spinning. They would treat me with candies and chewing gums that I swallowed because I didn't know what it was.
Thank you for tuning into Saint-Maxime, Land of Liberation. To learn more, visit our website at www.saint-maxime.com for additional episodes or scan over QR codes around Saint-Maxime. See you soon!